I'm from Google. Google, show me this guy's balls.
Get the visual. I'm sitting here.
Give your honest opinion.
Here.
You're right in front of your four slices.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So I ate this corner.
He ate that one first.
He ate this corner.
I ate this one.
Right.
He ate that one.
Yes.
Right. I ate this one.
Yes.
Right. He skipped that one.
I don't, maybe I didn't want them. Maybe I wanted
he skipped
corner.
That one.
Yeah, I went to the corner.
Stood up and
it's a much more rare disease in your brain. Now, I know we've talked a lot about how you should never do drugs, but from now on, you'll be taking drugs.
Okay.
Well, Bobby, this is it.
I better go soon or I'm gonna miss
more. Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling? Is you rolling?
Thank you. Drink 5-Hour Energy. Drink 5-Hour Energy.
Drink, drink, drink. 5-Hour.
I figured it out, Will. I'm gonna get Dad what he always wanted.
Ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy leather, flossing fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she told me daddy funked me. I'm like any who's sees walking all out in the street without any shoes. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey funky pops. She wanna hear the beatbox. Sing it. Bring it back to your laboratory while he's in his oratory. Glorious like a horror story. The mask is like Jason. He told the place not to let the basket type case in. He might be some type of wacko, looking for a chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He said, blessed be the Lord, who believe any mess they read up on a message board. If so, I got a bridge for the Lolo. Them type fools go into the popo. Here, orange peel L's for the whole tier. Feel like he been gone the whole year, came home to old gear. There was this issue when he first scooped it. At least you get to sit out in New York and curse stupid. He plead the fifth and sip wine stiffly. Patiently come up and be spiffy in an eighth. I'm a groo-groo-groo on the mind shifty cat. Swift with the 9 through a 59-50 hat. You hear it when you meditate in deep data. Dead or hate, a creep plater. Dedicated chief stater who keep data. Stay well self-medicated to sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill. Nobody go next on the mic, he put a booger ill. I made his exit on some calms. This egg on the regs for the kegs of the vomit.
Check it out.
Thank you.
connected. Could never have too many of these.
I'm trying, will somebody make a
shut up about it?
Can we settle down, please?
I ever tell you about the time Keith and I made fireworks? Now, I didn't know shit about chemistry, but Keith figured gasoline burns, doesn't it? Third-degree burns on 95% of his body. Man, people in the next city over were calling to complain about the smell of burning skin. I ever tell you about the time Keith tried to deep-fry a turkey? Third-degree burns over 90% of his body. His doctor called up, like, other doctors to look at him because they'd never seen burns on top of existing burns. I ever tell you about the time my buddy Keith drove his car off a cliff, broke both his legs? Hey, it's not a funny ha-ha story so much as it's a make-you-think story. For instance, windshields look pretty durable, right? Yeah, not the case according to Keith. Son of a bitch flew right through that sucker. My buddy Keith lived in a graveyard once for a whole year. It wasn't a dare or nothing. He just got kicked out of his house. He said he never saw a single ghost except this one time when a ghost stabbed him from behind and took all his money, and he might have just been a homeless guy. Tell you about the time me and Keith made homemade bumper car rides with riding mowers in his backyard. Mower blade wounds over 90% of his body. I didn't run him over either. He somehow managed to fall under his own. One time, the Army bombed my buddy Keith. He went camping and didn't bother to read the signs, and I guess they were just testing bombs that day. All sorts of stuff, too, not just regular bombs, like biological nerve gas bombs, shrapnel bombs, these bombs that break up into the air to like 100 smaller bombs. I ever tell you about the time my buddy Keith fell down an open manhole? He was unconscious down there for like a week. During that time, unbeknownst to Keith, they paved over him. I ever tell you about the time my buddy Keith and I were on the top of a burning building and we had to fight our way down like five floors of zombies? Wait a second. I guess that was you guys. Oh, shit, man. I can't wait to tell Keith about that one. I ever tell you about the time me and Keith filled up water balloons with our own...
Oh, we got time for this. That was not the best time.
Okay.